فرصتی نداره که به فهرست خطاهاش اضافه کنه.
He has no time to add to those list of mistakes.
فقط میتونه جبران کنه.
He can only make up for them.
این هم خیلی فرصت خوبی است.
And that's a very good opportunity to have.
من بهشون توصیه میکنم از فرصت استفاده بکنه.
So I would advise him to take advantage of this opportunity.
بالاخره آدم در دوره مسئولیتش چند تا کار خوبم انجام بده.
So that at least while you're in power, you do a couple of few good acts as well.
این بهتره تا اینکه پرونده کاری آدم با یک فهرست بلندی از کارهای زشت بسته بشه.
It's better than to end one's work with a report card of failures and abhorrent acts.
ما حاضریم کمک کنیم بهشون در انجام کارهای خوب.
We're willing to help him in doing good.
خوشحال میشیم.
We'll be very happy.
And your nuclear program.
برنامه هسته ای شما چی آقای رئیس؟
وقت تمام شده. برنامه هسته ای ما صلح آمیزه.
The time seems to be over, but our nuclear program is peaceful. It's very transparent for everyone to see.
شما رسانه‌تون یه رسانه یه روشنفکری است. بذارید من اینجا بگم.
Your media is a progressive one. Let me just say a sentence here.
من فکر می‌کنم دوره بمب اتم به پایان رسیده.
I think that the time for the atomic bomb has reached an end.
شما اینو متوجه نمیشی؟
Don't you feel that yourself?
اون چیزی که الان تعیین کننده است فرهنگ و اندیشه است.
What will determine the future is culture. It's the power of thought.
مگه بمب اتم اتحاد شوروی رو نجات داد؟
Was the atomic bomb able to save the former Soviet Union from collapsing?
مگه رژیم صهیونیستی رو در برابر فلسطینی‌ها به پیروزی رسوند؟
Was it able to give victory to the Zionist regime of confronting the Palestinians?
مگه مشکلات آمریکا رو در عراق و افغانستان حل کرد؟
Was it able to resolve America's or U.S. problems in Iraq and Afghanistan?
دوران بمب اتم تمام شده.
Naturally, its usage has come to an end.
اینا خیلی اشتباه میکنن پول مردم رو صرف بمب اتم میکنن.
It's very wrong to spend people's money building new atomic bombs.
این پول باید خرج آسایش و بهداشت و آموزش و اشتغال و تأمین اجتماعی بکنن.
This money should be spent on creating welfare, prosperity, health, education,
and employment.
And as aid that should be distributed among other countries.
زمینهای جنگ از بین میبره.
To destroy the reasons for war.
زمینهای ناامنی و تروریسم از بین میبره.
For insecurity and terrorism.
مطمئن باشید هر کس دنبال بمب اتم هست یک عقب افتاده سیاسی است.
Whoever who seeks to have atomic bombs more and more is just politically backward.
و اونایی که ذخیره کردن 10,000 و هی نسل نو رو میسازن عقب افتاده تره.
And those who have these arsenals and are busy making new generations of those bombs are even more backward.
به نظرم یه خیانتی به جامعه بشری اتفاق افتاد.
I think a disloyalty has occurred to the human community.
انرژی اتمی انرژی پاکه.
Atomic energy power is a clean one.
انرژی تجدید شونده و مفیده.
It's a renewable one and it is a positive
تا امروز بیش از 16 کاربرد مفید داره.
Up to this day we've identified at least 16 positive applications from it.
به خاطر شدت استفاده از انرژی فسیلی تمام آب و هوای جهان تعادلش رو از دست داد.
We're already aware that the extent to which we have used fossil fuels has imbalanced the climate of the world.
آلودگی‌های شدید و مریضی‌های شدید.
Brought about a lot of pollution as well as a lot of diseases as a result.
چه اشکالی داره همه کشورها از انرژی اتمی استفاده کنن، نیرو تولید کنن؟
So what's wrong with all countries having peaceful nuclear power and enjoying the benefits of its energy?
یه نیروی سازگار با محیط زیست هست.
It's actually a power that is constructively environmental.
این قدرت‌هایی که بمب اتم دارن اومدن گفتن انرژی اتمی مساوی است با بمب اتم.
Those nuclear powers have come and said, well, the having nuclear energy is the equivalent of having an atomic bomb pretty much.
این دروغ بزرگه.
This is a big lie.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Tomorrow, part two of our conversation, but right now we're joined by Ervan Abrahamian. He's an Iran expert, CUNY Distinguished Professor of History at Baruch College, City University of New York, author of a number of books, most recently A History of Modern Iran. Welcome to Democracy Now! Can you talk about both what the Iranian president said here and his overall trip? Was it a different message this year?
No, it's very much the same complacency that, you know, everything's fine. There may be some problems in Iran and in foreign relations, but overall, Iran is confident. And is basically the mantra of the administration in Iran is that no one in their right senses would think of attacking Iran. And I think the Iranian government's whole policy is based on that. I wish I was as confident as Ahmadinejad is.
And his dismissing of the situation, the human rights situation in Iran, basically ascribing any arrest to some lawbreakers. Your sense of what is the human rights situation right there?
Well, I mean, he basically changed the question and talked about, you know, probably 2 million prisoners in America, which is, of course, true. But it certainly changes the topic of the discussion. Now, in Iran, you can be imprisoned for talking even abolishing capital punishment. In fact, that's considered blasphemy. And academics have been charged with capital offense for actually questioning capital punishment. So he doesn't really want to address those issues. And there have been major purges in the university recently. And, of course, the plight of the newspapers is very dramatic. I mean, mass newspapers have been closed down. Editors have been brought before courts and so on. So I would find that the human rights situation, I would agree with the Human Rights Watch that things are bad. But I would like to stress that human rights organizations in Iran don't want that issue involved with the U.S.-Iran relations, because every time the U.S. steps in and tries to champion a question of human rights, I think that backfires in Iran, because most Iranians know the history of U.S. Involvement in Iran, and they feel it's hypocrisy when the Bush administration talks about human rights. So they would like to distance themselves. And Shirin Ebadi, of course, the Nobel Peace Prize, has made it quite clear that she doesn't want this championing by the United States of the human rights issue.
Big protest outside the Conference of Presidents of Major Jewish Organizations, the Israel Project, UGA Federation of New York, United Jewish Communities protested. They invited Hillary Clinton. She was going to speak, but they invited Governor Palin, and so then Clinton pulled out, so they had to disinvite Palin. And then you had the peace movement inside meeting with Ahmadinejad.
Yes, I think that. I mean, the demonstrations outside are basically pushing for some sort of airstrikes on the premise that Iran is an imminent threat, and they're trying to build up that sort of pressure on the administration. And clearly, I think the Obama administration would not want to do that, but they'll probably have a fair good hearing in the if there was a McCain administration.
Well, we're going to leave it there. Part two of our conversation tomorrow, we talk about the Israel-Palestine issue. We talk about the treatment of gay men and lesbians in Iran. And we talk about how the Iraq war has affected Iran with the Iranian president. This is Democracy Now! Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Shrufal Dokadus, Aramata, Angelique Comet, Steve Martinez, Nicole Salazar, Hani Massoud, Robbie Karen, Miguel Nogueira, Mike DiFilippo, Peter Curry, our engineers. Tomorrow afternoon, I'll be at Johns Hopkins speaking, in the evening at Morgan State University, and on Saturday at the Baltimore Festival of Books. You can go to our website at democracynow.org for those details, as well as for the transcript of our interview with the Iranian president and our full conversation on the Wall Street bailout. We will also link to the protest sites where people will be protesting around the country today. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.